Good morning, everybody. I have a question for you. Have you ever been stuck in a difficult situation and couldn't get yourself out? Yeah? What happened? You gonna share with us? No? Okay. You too? What happened? No? All right. Well, I'll tell you. You too? You got something? What happened? Oh, stuck with math. I can understand that, you know, especially it's hard to understand math, you know, and sometimes if you don't ask for help quick enough, you can be in trouble when you get a test, huh? That happens too. Well, I'm going to tell you a little story this morning about my daughter, actually, and how she got stuck, and then I'll tell you how it relates to our Bible story, okay? Now, my daughter Rachel's all grown up now. You know, some of you might remember her. But when she was a little girl, she liked to climb trees. Do you guys like to climb trees? Some of you do. Well, we didn't like her to climb trees. We told her, no, please don't climb trees. Not because we didn't want her to have fun, but because we loved her and we didn't want her to get hurt. It's not so safe to climb trees, right? So we told her not to. But sometimes we get in trouble and we get stuck when we don't listen to the people who love us, and that's what happened to Rachel. Now, Pastor Sean and I had a meeting at a church, and we were inside at the meeting, and Rachel was outside playing, and guess what? She climbed a tree. This time she climbed so high that she was afraid to get down, and so there she was, stuck up in the tree. And we couldn't see her or hear her because we were in the meeting. She didn't know anybody saw her or heard her or could help her, but somebody did see her and he came to help. There was a gardener who was working out there and he saw her in the tree. And even though she didn't call for help, he went and he helped her. He got a ladder and he put it up against the tree and he went up and got her. He didn't tell her, hey, it's your fault. You got yourself in this trouble. Now you get yourself out. No, he saw her. He knew that she couldn't get down by herself. He felt sorry for her, so he got her down. And that's what God does for us. He sees us when we can't get out of our troubles and helps us. Now, the story today was about a lady in the Bible who was in a really difficult situation. And it wasn't her fault. Her husband had died, her son had died too. And in those days, women couldn't get a job like they can now. So how could she live? What would she eat? How could she buy food if she didn't have a job? She was in big trouble. God saw her and he came to her. Jesus, even though he was in a different town, a long way away, went out of his way to go to her town just to help her. He loved her. He felt sorry for her. He wanted to help her. So, whenever we're stuck in a difficult situation and we can't get out, even if it's our own fault, we always know that we can trust God, that he will come to help us because he sees us, he feels sorry for us, he loves us, and he comes to us. Pray with me, please. Thank you, Jesus, for helping us out of our worst trouble when you died for us. Help us to remember your love for us and to trust you in all our troubles.
In all our troubles.
Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for coming.